Today we're talking about hormone disruptors. Not a fun subject, but the good thing is it is a very much know better, do better situation. So let me start with a little good news. Endocrine disrupting chemicals are chemicals that can mimic or disrupt the action of the natural hormones or hormone production within our body. They can trick our body into thinking they are hormones, blocking the natural hormones from doing their job, and even influencing how natural hormones are made and stored. This can even alter our sensitivity to natural hormones. Endocrine disruptors tend to target the production of the body's own hormones. So the body may think, oh, I have enough of this hormone, I don't even need to produce it anymore, when really it is a fake source of that hormone. And hormones are very intertwined. So when we have an exposure to a single endocrine disruptor, those chemicals can affect other hormones and hormone production all over the body, and it really causes this cascade of issues, and it makes it difficult to find that original culprit. Some of the consequences include an increased risk for hormone-related cancers, risk of obesity, diabetes, other metabolic issues, increased risk for cardiovascular disease, neurocognitive deficits, especially in developing children, and probably we're familiar with poor thyroid function. So that's right, toxins in our home can hurt our thyroid, and that can lead to fatigue and weight gain, and this weight gain that seems to be really hard to get off, even if we're doing all the right things. There are over 1,000 separate EDCs that have been identified, but generally they fall into one of these five categories: plant-derived, medical supplies, industrial chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and household personal care slash consumable items. And we can't always control the first four, but we do have control over what we bring into our homes and what we put on our bodies. Did you know that the average woman puts 12 personal care products on her body, on her skin, each day that contain 160 different chemicals? 40 countries have banned 1,400 chemicals, while the US has only banned nine versus 1,400. That means we are continuously exposing ourselves to endocrine disruptors that, you know, we have shown are really gonna affect our hormones, and we've put this into our daily routine. And I think most of us aren't really realizing it's as bad as it is. And if we kind of have, it's like, well, I don't even know what to do about it. Like, this is a part of my daily life. This is just part of, you know, being in the U.S. So many of those items have BPA, parabens, phthalates, or triclosan. And triclosan has been banned, but they keep pushing the date of when they have to have them out of their products. So they can keep poisoning us a little bit longer. So these are usually in personal care items, and they're also in makeup as preservatives, lotions, hair care products, a lot of the things we're putting on our hair and skin. And these things are linked to infertility in males. They have strong possible links to breast cancer. Phthalates are binders for scents and skincare products and nail polish, and they have been associated with reproductive fertility and child growth development issues. So guys, they're not good. They're not good. And we actually absorb 60% of what we put on our skin, 60%. And so it's slowly getting into our body. It is slowly messing with our hormones. So allergies, hormone disrupting, irritation, cancer, reproductive issues, issues with the mind, when we keep exposing ourselves and our families to these every day over a long period of time. So I promise this was a no better, do better situation. And so now that you know how much damage it's doing, let's get them out of the house. Let's protect ourselves and our family. And it took me about a year to get all the toxins out of my house. I felt so much better after they were out, but I just couldn't throw everything away and start brand new all at once. So what I did is when I ran out of something toxic, I replace it with a non-toxic alternative. And when looking for alternative products, it's important to remember those things we want to avoid. So make sure it doesn't have BPA, parabens, phthalates, and synthetic fragrance. Like if it says fragrance on there, they can put basically whatever they want. So just toss that out. So of course, doTERRA offers almost any product you need that can support us in these hair, skin, nails, oral health area, and can also reduce your toxic exposure. So it's so amazing to have a company that you can completely trust because it takes all the guesswork out of it. I get all my hair, skin, oral care, cleaning products shipped right to my door at wholesale prices, and I earn 30% back on each order for future orders. Like nobody else is doing that. That is the best gig in town. It's basically like getting Costco prices while earning frequent flyer miles for future orders. And so I can get all those things for free. Besides the fact that I know that I'm getting quality products that aren't going to have toxins in them. So if you're ready to take the guesswork out, every time you throw something away, just replace it with something from doTERRA or another company that you know, love, and trust. And I think after you get all those toxins out of your house, you're gonna really tell a difference in your health and your family's health. Please subscribe or follow. Let me know if you have any questions, and I'll see you next time.